restorative justice. You may have heard the term before, but let's break it down. The concept of justice is the basis of law. It's the fairness society seeks. And to restore something is to bring it back to what it once was, whether that's health or strength or a sense of well-being. So when you bring these words together, restorative justice, you've got a shift in how we deal with punishment and consequences. Everyone involved comes together, victim, perpetrator, community, in the same space to discuss actions that caused harm and what can be done to repair that harm. These kinds of practices are used in many indigenous cultures around the world. And in the Bay Area, they're now being used in schools.
Schools suspend kids for having their cell phones out, for talking back to the teacher. They call it defiance. They suspend kids for, just junk.
Betsy Steele is the principal of Ralph Bunch High School in Oakland, where many of the students have a history of discipline issues. For the last 3 years, Steele's been using restorative justice techniques to deal with problems rather than going with the old standbys of suspension and detention. But, she says, it's hard.
You know, we get to the point to where we start realizing that what you think of the students that you're working with is what is making you do those punitive actions.
KALW's Leela Day has the story of how one school is trying to change its approach to discipline.
Not long ago, there was a food fight at Ralph Bunch High School.
There's pictures of the cafeteria with the food all over the floor.
I was just looking down my plate.
Angel Hernandez is 18. He's a senior, and he's not admitting anything happened. He's slouched in a chair in a room whose walls are covered with positive messages. Respect. Listen. Trust. His mom, Maria Ramirez, sits at his side. Also in this circle of chairs is the cafeteria worker, Miss Mina, and she looks pretty ticked off.
Everybody start, throwing stuff. Mm-hmm. I say, excuse me, how old are you guys?
Eric Butler is the facilitator for this restorative justice circle, the one pushing for answers and accountability.
Out of everybody that was in the cafeteria, you're the first person to say there was no food. And there's pictures of the cafeteria with the food all over the floor.
Restorative justice circles only work if the person who caused the harm admits that they did so. The next step is a discussion about how to repair that harm. So this one is off to a bad start. Eric Butler says Angel's denial is familiar.
Whenever they get in trouble, their defense mechanism is to act as if they're in court, to act like, so I'm not going to say anything. An admission, an apology is an admission of guilt.
Angel may feel like he's in court, but the goal of this conversation isn't punishment. It's a deeper understanding of what's causing bad behavior.
A teacher came to me twice, telling me that supposedly Angel had problems, that he had been kicked out of his aunt's or uncle's house. And I go, okay, and what are you trying to tell me? Do you want me to baby him? And then she said, well, I don't think Angel's eating, now that he's living with his mom. And I did say, how is that my problem?
That's Miss Mina again. When she says this, Angel's mom's cheeks turn red. She turns to Butler.
He gets fed at home. I'm not going to eat and leave my child without eating. I know he's not your son, and I appreciate everything you guys do. And I know sometimes, he cannot be an angel.
Butler later says there's more going on here, and that some of the fault lies with Miss Mina.
She didn't have any tact. And the things that she was saying in front of this boy's mom, it wasn't to teach any lessons. It was to get revenge. I want to humiliate you in front of your mom. And what actually happened was mom felt that. So mom had to address her personally.
No matter the outcome, Angel won't be suspended. The school has a no suspension policy.
I was probably one of the suspension queens. Let's be real.
This is the principal of Ralph Bunch High School, Betsy Steele. She says she was suspension queen before she started incorporating restorative justice as a model in her schools.
I began to see, and the same process happens with teachers, what you're doing is not working. You keep kicking them out, and they keep coming back. It's the same thing with suspensions.
You suspend them, they come back, and you have to deal with the same situation over and over again.
Steele says that the 200 students enrolled at Bunch are here because it's their last resort. They've been kicked out of other schools or are on the verge of dropping out. So when they enroll here, it's a little different. The school starts using restorative justice from the very first day. For starters, students have to come to an orientation with a clear plan for family support.
This is the first time that these parents and these students have ever had to sit in front of the principal, sit with the principal, and come to agreement in what each is going to bring to the pot.
Programs like the one at Bunch are getting more popular, but suspension rates are still high throughout the state. And there's a racial component to who's suspended. For example, in Alameda County, African-American students make up 6.5% of total enrollment, but 19% of suspensions. Latino students are also overrepresented. By comparison, white students are 26% of total enrollment, but just 20% of suspensions. To Principal Steele, these numbers are chilling, especially since the majority of her students are Black and Latino.
What we're doing isn't working, and beyond that, what we're doing is really, I would venture to say, illegal when you talk, when you think about the number of African Americans and Latino students that we're suspending in comparison to other, you know, students.
And lawmakers have taken notice. Last year, the Assembly passed four bills aimed at curbing suspensions. One was AB 1729, requiring administrators, in most cases, to suspend students only as a last resort. Now in Oakland alone, there are 27 schools that have some type of restorative program. At Bunch, the graduation rate is now over 90%, and over three-quarters of their students are on honor roll.
But make no mistake, it's a hard job. I have to know exactly what's going on with that child, not only on the site, but also off the site.
Oh, she listened to what we say, man.
Back in the restorative justice classroom, Eric Butler tells Angel that he should have his lunch at one of the outside tables until the circle next week. Then he throws in a pep talk about staying on track with his grades.
Mom, if he came home with a 3.0, how proud would you be?
Oh, very proud.
If my mama, right in front of me, said, if you do this, I'll be proud. I would bust my ass trying to do that, to make my mama proud.
Angel's asked to hug his mom, and he does. Everyone in the circle smiles and starts to file out of the room. Afterwards, Angel says he realizes at a different school he'd be suspended, and says he appreciated the circle.
I don't know. I feel like she heard my side of the story. I heard her side of the story. So, it's, you know, just got to work on it.
But before he walks out the door, he reminds us.
No, there was no food for it.
Angel actually never ends up going to another circle. Eric Butler says they're just going to watch him and see how things go. That's what they do when these circles don't work. Just keep the door open for students to come back in anytime and talk. For Cross Currents, I'm Leela Day.